You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. We check in with our friends at Lutheran Senior Services on Thursday morning here on His Time. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy. A blessed, beautiful Thursday to you and to all the listeners.
Well, thank you. It is. It is a beautiful Thursday morning here in St. Louis after a couple of days of thunderstorms and rain off and on. It's a nice morning here in St. Louis. And where you are?
Where I am also. Beautiful, beautiful. We had some rain, but not at all the kind of storms that you've been dealing with. And so, and especially the people down in Texas and Oklahoma, oh my goodness, prayers go out to them.
Yeah.
We've been watching on the news here all the flooding, and it just is relentless. So prayers go out to everyone who has gone through the tornadoes in Kansas and Oklahoma, the flooding, the rain. Blessings to everyone in their recovery efforts and hopefully everyone staying safe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what do you have for us this week from LSS?
I am so excited because tomorrow on Faith and Family, tomorrow, June 3rd, on Friday, we are going to have two wonderful people joining you on the air, Christy Bull, who is the LSS Director of Volunteers, and Don Coles, who is a volunteer, a very active volunteer with LSS. They're going to be on the interview or on the program tomorrow talking about the benefits of volunteering, and not only just obviously to talk about all the opportunities at Lutheran Senior Services, but also talk about what a great opportunity that is to give of service to others through many, many opportunities available at Lutheran Senior Services. And today I thought I would highlight one of those. Very often we send out church bulletin notices, and I notice that one that's repeatedly sent out because the need is always there is a call for volunteers to help out with our volunteer money management program. And the need is ongoing, and the need is always there. So I wanted to just highlight it really for one of two reasons. One is if there is a listener who is so moved to volunteer, to let you know a little bit more about what the program entails. And also, if there is a listener who has a loved one who might benefit from the program, how to get in touch, find out a little bit more about the program, and see if they are eligible to be part of the program. So volunteer money management is part of our outreach services program, or outreach social services program for Lutheran Senior Services. And it is a division of our home and community-based services, which is a piece of Lutheran Senior Services ministry that is partially funded by the United Way of Greater St. Louis. Specifically, the volunteer money management program is something that had been part of the ministry with Lutheran Altenheim even before it became part of Lutheran Senior Services. And it's been a long-time partnership with Jewish Family, I believe it's called Jewish Family Services, Jewish Family and Children's Services, and now also H-Smart Community Resources. So together with Lutheran Senior Services, they support the Volunteer Money Management Program. So if you think about why this would be a necessity or why it would be a helpful piece of ministry, think about those you know who are aging and may be experiencing some challenges. Perhaps it comes to time to write out a check, and it's hard for them to read the print on the bills. It's hard for them to write out the entire check with their, maybe they have arthritis in their hands. Maybe there is another issue going on that may prevent them from being able to handle the writing. And so, and there's also that piece of just keeping everything organized. We all know, I know when I go to the mailbox every day, there are numerous things that come by way of solicitations, asking for money, sorting through things, what is an official bill, what is a statement, what is not, what is asking for money. And based on that, especially if someone has a giving heart, what is the person's budget and how to manage all of that when it comes daily? And that can be very overwhelming. So if you are someone who really could help out assisting with sorting and organizing the mail, going between kind of disposing between the junk mail and keeping what's pertinent and important, writing, going through that mail, helping to read that, organize it, help to figure out, can this bill be paid in entirety this month, or do we want to wait on it or pay part of it this month? Helping to just kind of make those decisions, write the checks that in the presence of the person you're serving, record the payments, balance the checkbook, reconcile the bank statements when they come in, help somebody figure out what a budget might be that that might be a reasonable budget for them, and just, you know, helping those personal papers just to be organized. I think that that's something that is very helpful, as well as just forming that relationship and being that trusted person that someone can rely on, that can help them to stay on top of it and to minimize the worry and the sense of being overwhelmed. So if you are so inclined to do that, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it is a commitment of 2 hours each month. And you can help that older adult remain independent and self-sufficient. So if you're able to do that, you could then you could apply to be a volunteer. And then our department, our volunteer money management personnel would walk you through what is required, see if you are qualified, and also get you started and get you trained. And then also, there's probably some people wondering if they have a loved one that they feel would benefit from this, what is the eligibility, what are the eligibility requirements for that loved one? So first of all, it serves adults ages 60 and older, or those who are age 50 plus and have a disability. Those who want to participate as a person being served must maintain an active checking account and then be able to sign any of the checks that the volunteer would write. They serve the St. Louis City, St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Jefferson Counties in Missouri. And in Illinois, they are active in St. Clair, Madison, and Monroe Counties. And so there is a fee, but that fee is minimal, a minimal hourly fee. And then that is determined on a sliding scale based on income. So the only reason for the fee to exist is just really to cover the administrative costs. And so once a person applies to be served, that gets determined then if there is a fee and how much that might be.
So it's a very well-structured program. It's very organized and provides yet a very simple way to make a difference in someone's life.
Well, and when you really think about it, Andy, I know that a lot of our listeners are of the age where they are themselves assisting their parents with these types of things. And it is a very well-organized program. It has been around for many, many years. And so it is not just a new start program that is kind of making its way through all the processes and getting the glitches out. It's a very well-established program and has been around for many, many years, very trusted through Lutheran Senior Services. It is organized, and maybe a listener is themselves thinking, boy, I wish I could have someone help Mom or Dad or Aunt Lucy, because that would free up your time to be able to do other ways to serve. So if there's a listener who really either would like to be a volunteer, 2 hours a month for something that you do without even thinking on almost a daily basis, just keeping yourself organized, a great way to serve and a great way to help someone relieve that tension and that sense of being overwhelmed.
Well, there are always plenty of ways to serve, especially with our friends at Lutheran Senior Services. And if you're one of those gifted people that have been very good with handling these things throughout your life, this is just one other way that you might be able to help another person.
Well, and when you, the other thing to think about is that for many of us, we know that we hear the stories of husbands and wives where one of the spouses would handle the accounts, the finances, and the other really did not have any involvement. So when that one person passes away, that other person is left with little to no experience in how to handle things. And so there are, I know there are many listeners who have run their own businesses or run their own personal finances who might be able to do this, who might be able to serve. So I would want to direct them to find out more at lssliving.org. That is our website for Lutheran Senior Services. And in order to find out more about volunteer money management, there is a tab on the along the side that lists home and community-based services. So think about that in terms, you'll see all these lists of all these things that we offer, but think about the volunteer money management as something that a volunteer comes into the home. So that clues you in to think of it as a home and community-based service. When you click on that tab along the side, you will see that will come up a list of all of various programs that are available, and you will see volunteer money management. You click on that, and then you're going to see tabs on how we help, the eligibility, getting started, and the volunteer opportunities. And under the volunteer opportunities, there is a purple button that you can click that says apply to volunteer. And if someone is interested in volunteering and they want to know more about other opportunities, because maybe this would not be anything that would float their boat, so to speak, you look along the top, and along the very top of the page of lssliving.org is a tab for volunteering. You click on that tab, and you can learn more about a variety of different opportunities that are available through Lutheran Senior Services. But even easier would be to tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. when Christy Bull is on the air to talk a little bit about the volunteer opportunities at Lutheran Senior Services.
Yeah, looking forward to talking with them and learning more about what we can do just to make a difference for someone else.
Mm-hmm. And making a difference for someone else is a great lead-in to my my thought to close today, my devotional thought. A couple of weeks ago in the Sunday morning sermon, I found it an interesting description for having a servant heart. And it was phrased very simply in words that made so much sense, and it just really clicked for me, and I wanted to share it. I actually took out my pen and wrote on my bulletin so I wouldn't forget it. And it said that serving and having a servant heart is simply using your God-given gifts in the ministry of the church and seeing all serving as the presence of Jesus in the world. So when you think about it, whether it's volunteer money management, touching that one person 2 hours a month, volunteering in another aspect, singing in your church choir, teaching Sunday school, a variety of different things that we all can do. We take a look at how God has gifted us, what are our skills, what are our gifts, what are our passions, and matching them to the need. Because when your gifts match the need, then you become the hands and feet of Jesus to others. And I am reminded of the Bible verse from Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Jesus. And I looked in the commentary for that word heartily because I thought it tied back so beautifully to servant heart. And the note in the commentary says that the word heartily really means to serve from the soul. So from that deepest part of you, in response to the great gift of serving that Jesus Christ did for us when he gave himself on the cross for our sins, in response to that great gift, serving him by serving others. So if anyone is so inclined, they can find many opportunities at Lutheran Senior Services, and they can find out more at lssliving.org.
Very good. Well, thank you, Jane. Always great to hear about the opportunities. Can't wait to talk tomorrow with our friends during Faith and Family.
Well, I would encourage everybody to listen because Christy is absolutely just marvelous and great, enthusiastic person. Don has great stories to tell about his serving, and I'm sure that everyone will be inspired.
Very good. Well, God's blessings on your weekend, and looking forward to talking with you next week.
Thank you, Andy.
We'll talk soon. Thanks. You too. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. Today, we'll study with Pastor Jeremiah Johnson. He's coming to us from Glory of Christ Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Minnesota. We'll take a look at John chapter 10, verses 1 through 21. Hope you can join us for that and more. His time, it's Thursday. Get to also enjoy Historically Speaking with our friends from Concordia Historical Institute. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.